Yudches, page 46. So last week, we came to understand that intellectual love wasn't all that valuable. That is emotional love, that even intellectual love works. We also spoke about the fact that Maisa is the Iker. We went through that piece of Yaris Devash. And this really begins a new section of Tanya. Many people actually start Tanya here at chapter Yudches. Well, the Tais Vizbir, Be'er Heitev. I want to explain further and very thoroughly. Milas Ma'oid, the word exceedingly. Shebepasuk. Kikarev Elech Adav Ma'oid. Last week we went back to the Sharblat to discuss the fact that the very Sefer itself is designed to explain this pasuk and how it is exceedingly close. So we need to further develop. Last week we discussed how it's close. How is it exceedingly close? Tzarach leiden amana. You must know in absolute terms. Ki af mi shedaitik tzara b'idiyas Hashem. Even someone who has very limited knowledge in Yedias Hashem. Now, this is in contrast to last week, where we discussed that there's value, even if a person can't bring himself to emotional love, there's value in intellectual love. And that intellectual love, he discussed, was based upon the fact that there is Isarusa, Deliba, Shibitaluma Salev. When a person contemplates the fact that there's the Rebbeinu Shleim is Mamalik Kolam and Sevev Kolam and all the deep Kabbalistic wondrous things about God, so even if you can't come to emotional love, intellectual love is adequate. Here he takes it a step further, and that is to say that even if the person does not have the intellectual capacity to even have the thought process that would say that I really should be having emotional love. So he can't bring himself even to intellectual love. Ve'ein loy lev lahavin bigdulas ein soif baruch hu. The person doesn't have the lev. He doesn't have the heart. Interesting term. Usually it would make much more sense to say that the person doesn't have the moyach. That he doesn't have the intellect. That's what he says. The person doesn't have the lev. To understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yilid mimenu d'chilu v'rechimu, to give birth from that thought process. Love and awe, afilu b'moicha yusvun alsay levad. Forget about emotionally, but we're dealing with a person who can't even get the machine going to have intellectual love and awe. Afal pikein, despite that, it is exceedingly close to the person nonetheless. Lishmer v'lasois kol mitzvahs ha-Torah, to guard, referring to the negative. V'lasois, and to do, referring to the positive mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs ha-Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'tal ma-Torah k'neged kulam, and especially the mitzvah of the study of Torah. B'fiv uvilvavai mamish, that is, that the person will be considered, his mitzvahs will be considered as if he did them with his mouth and with his heart, me umka deliba, from the deepest part of his heart, be'emes lamita, and not bluffing, but in the depth of truth, b'dechilu v'rechimo, in awe and in love, she'ahava misuteres, shebelev klalas Yisrael. What is this that we're talking about? What kind of love? What kind of fear? We're dealing with something called Ahava Misoteris, the concealed love. And for anybody who wants to further develop their skills in the Hashkofa of Harnestipel, these two words are critical words. They're mentioned numerous times in Peliyot as being the purpose of Tvila, to reveal Ahava Misoteris. That is the concealed love, Shebelev Klalas Yisrael, that exists in the heart of Klal Yisrael. She Yerushalayim Aviseinu, this is an inheritance. It is ours, and it became ours because we inherited it from our Aves, from our forefathers. So any service that we perform, any time we prevent ourselves from violating one of the averis, or any time we purposely do any one of the mitzvahs, we are doing it from the basis of this concealed and hidden love which we inherited from the avos. And that love is deeper and truer than any emotional or intellectual love that a person might acquire. Why? Because even though those have a greater combustion level, whether it's intellectually or even emotionally, but they are external. Their motivation comes from the outside. The person has to do something to acquire them. Whereas this is part of the DNA of the Jew. But this requires a huge amount of elaboration. The only thing is that we need to first introduce and to clarify at the outset in great detail. Number one, Shayrish Avazu. What is the root? What's the source of this love? Number two, V'inyana. What is it about? Number three, V'eich Yerushalanu. How do we inherit it? Number four, V'eich Nichlal Ba Gam Dechilo. Number four is, good, you could say that a person has a inherited love. How does that include the desired acquisition of awe and fear? We understand how it applies to love, but how does it apply to fear? V'ha Inyan, here we go. We are launching the next level of Sefer HaTanya. This is the language of the Zohar. We'll get there in a minute. We're still in Tanya. The concept is as follows, that the Avos hein ha-merkava. The language of Chazal is that our forefathers are a chariot. What's a chariot? A chariot is a vehicle that has no desire, no rotzen of its own. It's a Merkava, it does the total and complete will of the driver. Meaning that they came to such a level of selflessness in their Avodah, of having no agenda of their own. They were totally able to nullify themselves to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they became a Merkava. Now it's interesting, there's a Kliyakar in it was a Kliyakar. When it's safer here, Tanya Mefurish. A pamphlet.
It's a pamphlet.
Yeah.
No. None of these, right?
Very strange. Huh? No. Anyway, where the Kliyakar talks about that the Merkava aspect is how the Ribbono Shel Olam displays his presence in this world. Here it is. Here's the language of the Kliyakar. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Kliyakar, sits on his throne in the heaven above, and there his throne is comprised of the angels called the Seraphim and the Ephanim and the Chayas HaKadosh, those angels that we mentioned during Shacharis, so too his Merkava on earth are the Avos. They are the ones who hold up Hashem's throne on earth. It gives a shtickle, a physical, you have a physical image. Okay, so they, just like they have no agenda, the angels above have no agenda other than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the Avos brought themselves to a place where they have no agenda other than the will and the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, having said that, as a result of that self-nullification, of having no other agenda, Zachu lahamshich nefesh ruch neshama livneim achreim ad olam. Due to the fact that the Avos completely nullified their agenda totally and completely, we have to go to a critical step here, because we have to turn this into DNA. their total self-nullification resulted in the fact that they were able to turn this aspect of their being into something that they literally were able to give over in the DNA of whatever they gave over to their children. Okay? That's what a person is able to. Now, it's interesting because to the degree that a person is able to inculcate into themselves anything to this level, we need to understand that it is transferable to children. So they are given midas, right? Chazal tell us that Jews are rachmanim, baishanim, and gerim lechasadim. The Jews are have a course of they're merciful, they do acts of kindness, and they have a certain sense of embarrassment, of shame. And that also became part of the DNA of a Jew. And Chazal, to the degree that Chazal say that if a person doesn't have those midas, should question their derivation. Now, what's the technical way that this happens? May eses sviris digedusha sheba arba ilomes. This stems from the 10 spheres, the 10 attributes of holiness that apply to all four emanations, all four worlds of Abiyah, which is Atzilus, Briya, Yitzia, Asiya, L'kol Echad V'Echad, L'fi Madrigal, Seyuk, L'fi Maisav, to each person, according to his level and according to his actions. What that means is there's no question that a person is able to contribute to where they're able to draw neshamas from, due to their own levels of attainment. So some people are able to draw neshamas from Atzilus, some people are able to draw through their actions levels of neshamas from all different places, and there were tzaddikim who were able to identify, you know, by looking at people, oh, that guy's got a neshama, you know, it's a B1 or a C3 or whatever it is. They were able to look at neshamas and recognize what level of neshama they had.
Is that why they're saying I was drawing with Crayola crayons? Drawing,
got it. Ukif al the alkalponim. Whatever the case is, even if a person had no koyach whatsoever of being able to draw down a neshama of any height, meaning afilu lekal shebekalim, even to the most lightweight Jew, upashi Yisrael, or the sinners among Jew. So let's go down to the lowest level of the lowest world, which would be the lowest level of neshama, nefesh to nefesh. That's the same kind of level that we share with the cats and the dogs. Of malchus of asiya, which is the lowest sphere in the lowest world. Shumadrega tachtoyne shebikdushas asiya, that's the lowest level of asiya. Okay, so let's say a person did absolutely nothing at all to draw a neshama of quality. V'yafal pike, nonetheless, me'achar shehi me'asas sviris kedusha, since the fact remains that there is a neshama in this Jew, and that neshama comes, albeit from the lowest level of kedusha, but due to the fact that the definition of holiness is that it's all unified, therefore, he klulo mikulon. There's a chain, and that chain links every level of kedusha from the lowest to the low to the highest to the high. And therefore, gam mechachma da'asiya. So therefore, if you take the lowest level of this world of asiya, and each there's 10 levels in it, so the lowest level in the world of asiya is linked to the highest level of that lowest world of asiya. Now, the highest level of the world of Asiya is linked to the lowest level in the next world of Yetzira. So there's a chain that links it all the way back up, and the great distinction between Kedusha, between holiness, and impurity, is that impurity is a world of separation. Everything is an individual part. The world of Kedusha, everything's interconnected. It's all unified. Well, if it's all unified, the lowest level of Kedusha is linked to the highest level of Kedusha. Therefore, since it ultimately is part of the 10 spheres, it is inclusive of all them. on the highest level of Asiya, Shebetoicho Meloveshes, Chachma de Malchus de Atzilus, wherein is contained the highest level of Malchus of Atzilus, which is the highest world, Shebetoicho Chachma de Atzilus, which by definition is linked to the highest level of that world, and the highest level of that highest world has something about it. In that highest level of the highest world contains therein the absolute infinite light energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidachsiv, Pasuk says it, Hashem, where is God to be found? Bechachma Yosad Eretz. Hashem is found in Chachma, and thereby that is how He created the world. Meaning, He infused His infinite light into the highest level of Chachma, and from there it bounced around until it became all the rest of the worlds, but ultimately, due to the fact that everything is interconnected, even in the lowest level, there is part of that infinite light that's in Chachma. Therefore, v'kulam v'chachma sisa. Similarly, everything was created with Chachma. This is v'nimtza. The result of this is, Ki ein soif baruch hu meluvash bebchinas chachma shebenefesh ha'adam. The infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contained in chachma of every Jewish soul. Yiyeh mi sheyiyeh mi Yisrael. I don't care who he is, anybody among the Jewish people. Ubchinas chachma sheba. And that level of Chachma that's contained in every Jew, Imar in Seif Baruch Hu HaMalubish Ba, and with the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's contained in it, as any thinking person recognizes, if somebody wanted to identify, where is the Neshama in the body? Well, the Neshama is in every place of the body. The Neshama spreads throughout the body. It's what infuses the tip of the finger with life. Therefore, Mispashetes B'chol B'chinas HaNefesh Kula, it spreads through every level of the soul in every Jew, to give it its life force, from its head to its toe. As the pasuk says, the chachma gives life to its master. And then he adds in the brackets, you find, interestingly, that sometimes, the sinners among Jews are able to draw into existence the most exalted neshamas, shalayu b'imka klipas, that were in the depths of the dark side, k'meshikosu b'sefer al-gigulim, like the Arizal writes in Sefer al-gigulim. So, never underestimate a Jew, even if he comes from a very seemingly low place, he may be one of the most exalted neshamas.
How's that possible? Because he's linked.
He's not giving an explanation for it.
You see it in Tanakh.
You know, some of those kings.
And for carrots.
Right. Oh, wow. Now, go to the Agada Perka.
Is that just the one, Yidl?
Yes.
Just human. Correct. Yidl? Well, isn't there a concept that the lamb have nefesh to nefesh, and that's all they have, and that's all they allow them?
Right. It's not connected on a deeper, on a higher level. Now, this Sefer Agada Perka are kind of a hodgepodge of thoughts authored by the Bnei Yisachar, and there are tremendous pools of all kinds of things found here. So due to the fact tonight's Lag BaOmer, we'll learn a Zohar that is very, very powerful and tremendously practical. B'Zohar Parshas Yisrael Daf Tzadik Gimel. Okay, so this is a Zohar. We're on page Tzadik Ches. If you happen to have an Agada Perka, this is, depending on which print you have, it's Ois Kufayin Ches, letter 178. B'Zayar Parshas Yisra Daf Tzadik Gimel. Says the Zayar in Parshas Yisra, V'i Izda Min Lei Uvda. If a person comes upon an action, V'chavin Bei, and he's able to focus, he's able to have intent, in the parentheses. Haino, what's I'm talking about? Shem is damenes le mitzvah, says, explains the Bnei Yisachar. A person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Va'isa isa, and he does, he fulfills the mitzvah. And the person has the good fortune to have the correct intentions when he fulfills that mitzvah. Zakayu, that person's very lucky. Okay, a person comes to a mitzvah, comes to sukkah, comes to matzah, comes to whatever it is, and he does it right, with the right intentions, gevald. Lucky him, zakayu. But, but I want to tell you more, says the Zohar, even if the person cannot focus, he can't have the right intentions. Zakayu, nonetheless, he is fortunate. Why? Da'ovid pikuda demore, because he has fulfilled the command of his master. Avalei yischashiv command da'ovid ru'usa lishma. Clearly, it will not be as good as a person who did the mitzvah for the right intents. V'chavin be'beru'usa v'chulu, like a person who did it with all the Kabbalistic intentions, da'kud shebrichu bo'y liba, because really, the Rebbeinu Shlaim would like our heart. V'ru'usa d'banash, and he wants the hisairus, he wants what we can bring to the table with our full intentions and kavanas. V'afiluachi, nonetheless, ilav tamon ru'usa d'liba, even if the person lacks the awakening of their heart, diu ikru d'koyla, which I just said is really the main thing, nonetheless, al dot soli David v'omar. It's about this that King David prayed and said, umaisi yedenu koinen aleinu. David HaMelech concludes, v'inayim Hashem alekenu aleinu, umaisi yedenu koinen aleinu, umaisi yedenu koinen aleinu. Here's how Art Scroll translates that pasuk. Ay, 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 ay. 17. May the pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us. Our handiwork establish for us. Our handiwork establish it. Okay, it seems to be a repetition here. So he explains as follows. Doles kolbanash chakim, because no human being is wise enough, l'shavar usa v'liba l'sak nekula. No human being, no Jew, the best of Jews, cannot fully fix their hearts and bring their full intent, v'yavid uvda the mitzvah, and do the mitzvah correctly. V'aldot solit zlezadot. That's what this prayer is about. Umay se yedenu kainan aleinu. That the actions of our hand should be established for us. My koinen oleinu? What does it mean, established for us? Koinen of askin tikuna le'ele k'dikayos. Rebbeinu Shalom, you make our actions as if we did it like it should be done. So we're doing the physical action here. Rebbeinu Shalom, you above, fit all the pieces and make all this spooky, holy stuff happen like it's supposed to happen. Even though we don't know how to set right the feelings and the intentions, the only thing we're bringing to it, in fact, is the action itself. We're wrapping the straps around our arms. And our action should be established. Liman? For whom? To the level that it needs to be rectified, kainaneu, critical words coming. You, Hashem, establish it. Bichibura choda, with one unification, be'avohon, with our forefathers, lemeve misakne bohen by uvdik dikayos, that it should be rectified like it needs to be done. Ad kam l'shayne, that's the language of the Zohar. Says the Bnei Yisrael, awesome words. Next page. Mikan moidor rabba. I'm making a public proclamation to the world. Sheyoymar ha'odam koidem kol mitzvah maisius. That each of us, before we do any physical mitzvah, we should say, v'inayim Hashem alekenu ma'asiyah den yikonu neyu. Say this pasuk before you do any mitzvah. The Oz, because if we say this mitzvah, this prayer that David HaMelech prayed, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should fill in all the gaps, and he should make it all happen like it needs to happen, Even if we can't bring the appropriate thought to our actions, Hashem Yisbarach Yechayin and Masav, the Rebbeinu Shalem, will rectify our actions. Shizaknu Hatikun Aroi Begavim Reimim, that our mitzvahs will accomplish in the heavens above what needs to take place. Now, he says, I want to further show you in the words of the Zohar, Hagam the Nishna become a Mekoymus, even though we've learned in several places. Right, we learned last week and the week before that Torah and mitzvahs need to be done with awe and with love. What's worse? We learned that mitzvahs and Torah study that are done without love and fear are not able to ascend above. To make matters even worse, what about the fact that the Arizal says that all the Torah and mitzvahs that we do when we are still a Rasha, that a person who fulfills mitzvahs while they're wicked, not only are they not doing good, but they're feeding the side, the world of darkness, they're feeding the klipas. And he attributes this to the pasuk that says, that you better weed the garden before you fertilize and water it. So a person who feeds his garden, a person who fulfills mitzvahs, before he rectifies his actions, is just feeding the weeds. That's what the Arizal says. And therefore the Svarim recommend that before a person does any mitzvah, they should do tshuva, so that they're not feeding the weeds. If that's the case, what are you really saying? Every mitzvah really requires three things. They are tshuva, yira, v'yahava. The mitzvahs require three components: repentance, awe, and love. Is nischanin v'melech hakavod? We really have a lot of pleading and begging to do to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. He uses a borrowed term here: v'im shlosh elo leyasa lola mitzvah. If we don't bring all three of these components to the mitzvah, v'yatzach chinam b'le mitzvahs. We're going out. What's a person's going to say? Look, Reuven Shlom, I can't do these three today. I don't have koyach for tshuva. I don't have any love. I don't have any awe. So I'm taking the day off. Right? That's what it's going to come out of here. Says the Bnei Saschar, Afal Pikein, Hinehinam Hashleish Eila Yerushalanu Maviseinu. I want you to know that these three qualities are part of our legacy from our forefathers. They are tikua b'teva b'levi shi'israeli. They are embedded in the nature of the Jew. Ahava, love, Yerushalanu me'Avram. Love is our legacy from the patriarch Avram. Yira, awe, fear, mi'Yitzchak. That's part of our legacy baked into us from Yitzchak. And tshuva be'emes, mi'Yankiv. Tshuva is the inheritance of Yankiv. Ki oiv aveiru anoitach ha-sheker, he explains in the parentheses, because somebody does an avera was straight after falsehood. Ve'ashav, but somebody who does tshuva, meshiv nafshal emes, he returns himself to truth. Back up to the top of the page. Vaydish dvarim begay, there's even deeper things in this. Tshuva nikras emes, kine tshuva al-yoyna bina. Tshuva is called emes. Who betech hazeir shu nigra emes, of course. Ve'achay tegarim nistalik em me'al abanim chas v'shalom. Somebody who sins forces the mother to depart from the children. Ve'ashav goyim lashav tshuva lemes, and somebody who does tshuva brings the mother back, and therefore tshuva is synonymous with truth. Now, v'kivin shashalish elehem yirushalanim aviseinu, since these three qualities, tshuva, love, fear, are part of the legacy which we inherited from our forefathers. Tikuam b'teva b'libeinu. They are part of the nature of the Jew. Imkein, that being the case, ha'adam ha'isa mitzvah. a person who does a mitzvah, Hagam Shiev Shalei Kirega Shiyosh Shalei Shmitzvahs Eila Bizgalas Libay V'Payel Mamish. Even though at this moment he doesn't have the focus, he doesn't have the energy, he doesn't have the ability to bring these three qualities to the forefront, Rak Shemikabal Olav Gimel Mitzvahs Eila. Critical component. Even if I can't generate the energy to do them now, I do accept them upon myself. Tshuva, love, fear, umischabe be'avon, and I connect to my ancestors. Me'eirer aschus avais, this arouses the merit of the forefathers. Asher heim erishalon ha'gimah mitzvah seilu, who were the ones who bequested to us these three qualities. Vareze soid ahava misuteres, v'yire misuteres, v'tshuva misuteres. This is the secret of concealed love, concealed fear, concealed tshuva. Ve'ema mischabrim bipoyal ha'maisahu, and now it comes to the putting on of my tefillin, it comes to the doing of kiddush, whatever it is, they come as if in actuality, and they connect with my mitzvah, my action. Shois Adam, hold on to your chairs. Vinis have mizeh merkava shalema, and this becomes a complete and total chariot. Because merkava shalema is the exact numerical value of Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, David. Merkava Shlema is the exact gematria, numerical value of Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, David. Why David? How does David get into the picture? Ki David, who said Hamaisa, because David is the one who is action. Vashodesh Eila, Ahava Yira Tshuva, Hema Gimelovas Kanel. So we're connecting the love of Avram, the fear of Yitzchak, the tshuva of Yankiv, with the action which is David. Now, this should remind everybody of a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that David HaMelech wanted to be the fourth one of the Avos. He wanted in Shemoneh Esrei, we should say, the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchak, the Kei Yankiv, the Kei David. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tested him. And ultimately, he didn't end up being one of the Avos. But he did end up being the connection to Maisa. So he says, based on this introduction, then not only is there a concept, as the Tanya was teaching us, that there's a concept of Ahava Misuteris, that there's concealed love, but there's Yira Misuteris, there's concealed fear, and there's Tshuva Misuteris, there's concealed Tshuva. We're able to connect all three of those to the action, and that turns it into a merkava. The tov and al pipshuta yadezen. Now we understand what the Zohar was saying. Kenenayu b'chibur chada be'avayin, that it connects us in totality with our forefathers. L'mevim misakne behind by uvdik dekayos, to rectify, to fill in, to make one with the action as is required. Havein advarim. I want you to understand this well. Next page. Hagam shekavanas hazayil l'dvarim al-yayinim. Even though for sure the Zohar is talking about very exalted concepts. Hanish yischaber ha-shechina kedit sholishkan v'toyev zroyas oylam. There he's referring to the fact that the Shechina connects to the arms of the world. Im kezeh yitachnu advarim. Despite that, I believe he says that it's pointing to what we just discussed. Because we need to know that our actions in this world, we create an effect that which goes on in the supernal worlds. Because that's how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam set up the structure. That we must understand that everything that takes place in all the cosmos is dependent upon our fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. Like Chazal say about this pasuk, Hashem is your shadow. Ma'atzeil, just like a shadow, kol zman shodam seichik, amu seichik, just like a person plays, the shadow plays, when he laughs, it laughs. So too when he cries, it cries. Doik v'havein. Understand this concept very well. So Bnei Yisrael explains, based on this premise of Ahava Misoteres, of concealed love, that it doesn't only apply to concealed love. But in addition to concealed love, there's concealed awe, and there's concealed tshuva. And for that reason, a person should always say before he fulfills, actively fulfills the mitzvah, we should say this pasuk of Vinayim, which is the custom. If you look at every L'shem Yichud, they all conclude with Vinayim. And now we know the reason, and that is that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill in the gaps. Those things that we can't fill in with the correct intentions and the correct love and awe and inspiration and all the correct kavanas, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fill in the gaps through the fact that it's built into our DNA, that it's part and parcel of who we are. So we will take it up from here, Yitzhak Hashem, next week.